Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up. It's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laugh is waiting. Don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
Well, hello, 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 and a happy and joyous Monday to all you zoophiles out there. It's your other boy, the international superstar, Zach Amico, and thank you so much for tuning in. We're coming to you live from New York City at the Gas Digital Studios. A rainy, dreary day, but thank God because it broke up a hell of a heat wave. I have been melting, and I am very glad for this bit of a reprieve, and I am very glad for the men that are across the table from me, two of my favorite people from the Super Selly Joe's podcast, stalwart of the program, Mr. Joe Gorman.
What's up, man? Thanks for having me, Zach.
Thank you for being here. And next to him from the Burbs Bros, one of my absolute favorite people in the world, Mr. Dan St. Germain. How
good
you doing?
Good to see you, buddy. This is definitely the sweaty crew.
Yes, oh, this yeah. is some sweaty Bettys. How'd you guys get through the weekend? Okay, rough?
It was okay. I didn't really, I don't even remember this weekend now. Jesus. Oh, I had a show on Friday night. That was fine. Shout out Great Barrington, and then the rest of it, I was just, I canceled my shows last night because of the flash flooding warning. I was sick and all this shit, so.
Yeah, I was, I did a show, 4th of July in Brooklyn and for a wrestling show, and did not know, did you guys see the bridge caught on fire during the fireworks?
Whoa.
No.
Got stuck coming home, I think 2.5 hours. Gridlock traffic.
Jesus Brutal. Christ.
It was so bad. People were getting out of their cars and walking across the bridge.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's kind of what I wanted to avoid on Sunday, last night. But last night was fine, I guess.
I did see someone get hit by a firework, which was pretty sick.
Whoa.
What happened?
They were just on the bridge, and a firework came up and got him right in the fucking side of the head.
Oh, damn.
I watched him go down.
Did it weave any damage?
No, I think it just fucking knocked him loopy.
Yeah.
A new urban legend of New York now.
But just, dude, I don't know. I'm trying not to say anything inflammatory. My neighborhood's been very excited about the World Cup.
You made it inflammatory with the boss, actually.
Specifically, Middle Eastern countries. And I have a very good idea of when one of them wins because it sounds like a complete fuck. It's a riot.
Yeah.
Honking fire, and they light them on the block I'm on,
yeah,
and hit my windows with them.
Oh,
you kind of hope somebody like that wins, but it's not going to be. It's going to be either Argentina,
yeah,
Portugal or Spain. It seems like
those
are the three.
I mean, I think that's a tough climb taking soccer from the Hispanics.
Yeah,
it's their thing.
Yeah, it's an upward battle.
Yeah.
Yeah. They want Messi or...
Yeah, I mean, I guess also Europe, like, some of, like, the hooligans cities.
Yeah.
England's doing well, right? They just knocked out Mexico.
So. Did you see that? There's a footage of this poor guy just crying when Mexico lost.
No.
He looks like the saddest, I mean...
It definitely seems like this country was more excited about Mexico than America.
Yes.
You know, which makes sense because there's more Mexican soccer fans than there are, I guess, American soccer fans.
When you go to a hipster bar and they're watching the World Cup, mm-hmm, and they're all wearing the shirts, you can be like, guys, I know you don't wear it. I know you had to look for that jersey.
You had to Google it.
If you didn't buy it for this.
I just don't, you know, like my bandwidth is, I love UFC. I don't really watch wrestling anymore because of WWE, but... and football, I don't think I can really add anything. Like, I was excited that people were excited about the Knicks, but I was a New Jersey Nets fan, and then I'm kind of a Lakers fan. Nice. But I can't, like...
I watch Murder Ball.
Where do you watch that? Like, YouTube?
On the dark web.
Wait,
exclusively.
It's just weird. The dark web with the wheelchairs?
Yeah, it's too gross for the mainstream audiences to see.
That's like the tamest thing you can
He's
watch
being facetious
on the dark
web. I'm just good, man. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry. I
like to pal around.
I was in my head. I was like, wow, the dark web's really cleaned itself up.
It's like a little more mainstream.
Usually if there's somebody in a wheelchair, they're getting fucking chainsawing on it. So
my wife frequently walks in on me watching The Ocho.
What's that?
ESPN8.
Oh, there really is
the Ocho.
Yeah.
And she'll walk and be like, why are you watching kickball? Because it's the best thing on fucking TV right now. Dude, fucking the hood has found professional kickball.
Nice.
Yeah.
And they are doing well.
Kickball was the thing like the whole class could play.
Dude, this the whatever the league is that's on the Ocho, it's fucking fun. And it's co-ed.
Okay.
So every team has to have it's eight, but I think three women.
I feel like that's a fair game. That's like, it can be a little more co-ed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause it's not like a lot of contact.
It's more about like figuring out like the momentum of the ball. And so there's a surprising amount of physics. Man, damn, kickball was fun.
It's a fun watch.
It's a fun, and it's like fun to play as a kid too, because it's like the rules, but there's like a little less anxiety because it's a little easier to kick a ball than to hit a baseball.
You guys used to play mummy ball, like dodgeball without, you know, silent dodgeballs.
No, I don't believe so.
Yeah, someone else could get disqualified if you hit and somebody made, ow, and then two people would be out.
No, I've never done that.
Real saw sort of.
That's
activity.
Crazy. We did peg. Yeah. We fucked each
uncle,
other in the ass.
Your uncle raped you.
No, it's like handball, but if you miss, you get you have to stand up against the wall hands to the wall and they get to peg you.
Oh, that's crazy. Damn. Yeah. Kids are psychotic sometimes for figuring out like these types of games.
And what else did we? We had dodgeball, but my high school had like little ball, like little softer balls, but they whipped and they stung. They were like about that big.
You actually want a bigger ball for that?
Yes, 100%.
The smaller ones are just going to leave a mark.
It's so funny because I went to a very stereotypical California high school, and like it was just like ultimate frisbee and literally like hacky sack in the quad. So it's funny how, like, on the East Coast, it's
we had ultimate different. Frisbee on the Northeast.
Yeah.
Yeah, people love that shit.
Yeah, it was fucking, all the potheads love that shit.
Yeah, hacky sack we had. Well, I was part of a hacky sack frisbee crew in high school, for sure.
Little drum circle in there?
Little drums. I once blacked out, and I ended up in a drum circle once next to this Korean kid, and I was just screaming. Just screaming and going, ah, it was wild.
Nice.
Where did that occur? A festival?
Oh, a gathering of the vibes.
Very nice.
Deep Banana Blackout was headlining, to give you an idea of the weekend.
So I will be hosting, or at least involved in, the Gathering of the Juggalos again this year.
Fuck yeah.
Oh my God, I'm so surprised. And,
the booker asked me,
is there going to be a Judy Garland impersonator of Pride, too?
If I had any suggestions for comics that I think could headline.
Yeah.
And this might be the most watch the world burn suggestion I've ever had, and
what
I really want to see if they do it. I suggested Brian Holtzman.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be nuts.
I mean, I think
hey, dude, I'm available if they're looking for anybody.
I'll let him know. Yeah, he could do a special there.
Yeah,
I mean, they might kill him, or he might kill them.
Or they may love him.
I think he really might turn them.
I think they'll connect. They'll figure out what's going on.
I would love to do Gathering once. I've never done it. I've heard some of the DeRosa's story about it is incredible.
And by the way, they do not, they remember, I've had so many juggalos come up to me.
They hate Joe still?
And they'll be like, you guys are funny, but your boy Joe DeRosa, I know Joe, like, he's a nice guy. I'd be like, yeah, well, that's some bullshit what he said about us. Like, they do not play that shit. They get very upset about that.
Yeah. That documentary is amazing. But, you know, the juggalos, the most juggalo thing you could see is a lap dance where the girl never gets on the guy's lap because he's too fat and she's just grinding his stomach the whole time.
Yeah.
You know, just, by the way, like, Zach is not fat at Gathering of the Juggalos.
I am a handsome, well put together gentleman.
I'm fucking, if I show up, I'm going to be Glenn fucking Powell, bro.
Dude, when you show up to the first thing I thought was everyone there looks like Sid's toys in Toy Story. Like, nobody's got all their original parts. Like,
yeah,
it'll just be like a lady with one arm drinking a beer.
That's you know, amazing.
A pregnant lady smoking with like fucking half an ear.
Oh my
No one made it out of the factory quite right.
Well, that's because they took away their factory jobs.
And then a lot of there was the lady last year who had her husband's ashes in a dildo.
Oh, sick!
That was pretty sick.
I could see that. So like, if a girl fucked her with a dildo,
yeah,
he felt like it was part of it still.
Yeah, I mean, but the funniest thing last year at the gathering was more of how did this happen? Not that it happened. It's so they have Miss Juggalette. Mm-hmm.
Can I see the last Miss Juggalette?
Yeah, bring it up.
I would love to see.
So I was a judge the year before. I believe I was requested not to do that again because I found out you're not supposed to make fun of them.
Why did they fucking ask you to do it?
Yeah.
I don't know. But they were none too pleased.
Is it one of those contests where it's like a 7 is going to win?
No, it's a lot of rough ones, and then like 4 really hot chicks.
Oh, hell yeah.
Does a hot chick win usually?
Yeah.
Oh,
of course,
okay.
Dude. Right, still America.
But not, I believe last year, a woman they called Grandma won, who was like a 70-year-old woman.
Was it like a make-a-wish thing?
Nah, people were just having a blast. She was just a bad bitch.
That's
did
fun.
She show her pussy or no?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
I imagine. There was that one, there was an old lady at open mics who used to show her pussy all the time.
Oh, Brenda Justice.
Yeah.
Wait, was this at like the creek in the cave?
Uh-huh.
And like
she would scream about how
the government took her kid, right? Yeah, she like was going up until COVID.
I'm going to give some unsolicited advice. If you're worried about getting your kids back from the government, showing your pussy at the creek in the cave may not be.
No, it's probably not
the best route.
No. Yeah. It doesn't like,
don't worry about trying to get your kids back. Let's focus on making some new ones.
Yeah, am I right?
Let's not let that thing go to waste.
I got called a transphobe. Because one of the women was trans, and I didn't say anything, but her talent was swallowing one of those long balloons. And I said, the trick here is getting it past the Adam's apple.
See, that's harmless.
Which apparently was very rude.
That's harmless.
So like, I just watched last year, and there was a girl trying to sing some song, and people threw an octopus at her.
A live one or a dead one?
He was dead.
Was she Japanese?
No, she was a white lady.
Oh, interesting.
But to me, the interesting part about that is they got an octopus. We were landlocked. We were in Ohio.
Mm. Yeah.
That means they either brought an octopus in a cooler.
Yeah.
Or on the way, saw an octopus and went, we're going to use this for something. And then this girl they hated so much, they were like, break out the octopus.
That's the one where Tila Tequila almost got killed?
Yes, they threw poop at her.
Oh, poor Tila.
Oh, I thought one, they threw batteries at her.
I think they threw everything at her.
Yeah.
But they did, I believe, knock over a porta potty and throw duty at her.
Whoa.
Batteries is rough, dude.
Yeah, that's a bad one.
Yeah.
One of the rappers I introduced last year walked off stage after 3 songs.
They were that fucking shitty, huh?
I bet
they're better with comedy, though.
They
no. look, if I do it, can we just isolate that part, and then we'll like?
You gotta embrace it. You gotta embrace the chaos. Like I fucked up, trying to be like too controlling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You gotta just let them do what they're gonna do.
Because it's like a vibe, right? It's just like,
and you're on at 1 in the morning.
Yeah,
oh,
so it's like it's low stakes.
Outside after the band. Yeah.
That's the worst type of it because it's either people about to pass up from drink or people getting their second win from amphetamines.
Yeah. And the whole time I thought people were shushing me.
Yeah.
It was nitrous tanks filling up balloons.
Oh, man, that's amazing.
That's tight.
what a relapse.
I'm trying to remember. They booked a cut. Oh, this year, very excited. The fact that they're not putting these two acts together as a super group is really bothering me.
But
it's the surviving member of Millie Vanilli.
Millie?
Whichever one is alive.
Vanilli?
And Vanilla Ice will also be there.
Why don't they put those two together?
How do they not do Millie Vanilla Ice?
Yeah, it's got to be Millie then.
I just started that new book, Regime Change, by Maggie Haberman, and it's about all the Trump stuff that's been going on the last. But the opening is just fucking Stephen Miller just fucking jamming to Ice Ice Baby at Mar-a-Lago. Nice. And I'm like, this is a Hieronymus Bosch painting. You know, like this is unbelievable that this is what our culture's become.
I try not to talk about T-Bird too much on the show, but the stage falling apart while those girls were dancing at the celebration was pretty funny and pretty much a microcosm of what you thought that was going to be.
You know, though, there hasn't been a huge tragedy like the Travis Scott concert there yet, you know? So that's the one.
Well, there had to be people there.
How many people have died at Juggalos? Not that many.
Not many.
Oh, okay.
They got a couple. I know one year they had a leak, and that was not.
That was the last lake year.
I believe the last day was dredging the lake.
Oh, wow.
I think a lot of people did drugs and like went to swim and never came back.
That's the way to go.
I want to say there was one year, a number of years ago, before I ever went, where they had a couple ODs.
Imagine.
And then they redid the security and the policies. And now I think they have better like Narcan and shit.
Imagine a father having to identify his dead daughter at Gathering of the Juggle.
And then a lot of because of the heat and the just sheer amount of people, a lot of people pass out. Like you'll see people get pulled out of the pit, and it's like you'd be like, "Wow, is that makeup or are they dead?"
Oh my god!
And then like if their makeup smears, they're completely unidentifiable because it's like, who are they now?
But if that's any, I mean, there's 15,000 people there. There's somebody dies of a heart attack at every marathon.
Oh yeah,
there's just that sheer amount of people,
and like a ton of people shit themselves at marathons.
Yeah,
yes,
or on this podcast.
Damn, this is like a marathon in a way.
Yeah,
I have an accelerated heart rate.
I got a nicotine pouch here and I'm on a coffee, so I'm ready.
I'm gearing up myself. Unfortunately,
they've been better, but I know there was like one dark year where they're like, we got to get our shit together. But both ICP members have announced this year. Please stop blowing up the porta potties, because if you guys do it again this year, we won't be able to get insurance anymore.
Well, I mean, they got to get a better bathroom then.
Yeah, I think they'll stop then. Yeah.
You got to know your audience.
Well, this is going to be in a new spot, and it's actually in Missouri, and it's, I believe, 20 minutes from Branson.
Oh,
so I think hilarious. I might go early to go see Yakov Smirnoff's residency.
Nice.
You should get him to play Juggalos. That would be.
I did suggest him.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening. I think he would turn that down. But
awesome.
Yeah, he would probably turn it down, right?
He might kill.
Yeah. He may.
They like dude. They were pumped on Gilbert.
That's funny. In Soviet Russia, magnets wonder about you.
Yeah. I don't know if there's a person I've annoyed more in 20 minutes when I met him. I mean, he was so sad. Every single thing people say to him. Yeah. I was just bugging the shit out of him.
But, like, I think it's different when, like, you're a successful next generation comic. So I think that's, like, it's better to have, like, you blow up and be like, oh, you're such an inspiration than just some fucking weirdo from the middle of nowhere.
Oh, no, it wasn't that. It was me being a real dick. He was very nice. I, you know, said hello to him. But at one point, he'd come out of the bathroom and I was going in. And I went, woo, in Soviet Russia, shit takes you. He looked at me like I was the biggest asshole.
Does he still have the accent anymore or no?
Yeah, he doesn't. He doesn't put it on. Like it's
so
a little,
still has it off stage.
It's
a
like
little.
When Gilbert Godfrey would talk in his real voice.
Yeah, which
he still has it, but it's not like pronounced.
Who do you think is the comic who's the least like their stage persona?
Bobcat.
He's not really, he doesn't anymore, though.
Yeah, so. He doesn't.
I know.
He hasn't really, but he, I mean, that would be a good answer.
I mean, Gilbert was very quiet in real
Gilbert,
life.
Gilbert, yeah, probably Gilbert.
Bob Saget.
Yeah.
No, he was like that guy.
He was just not like Danny Tanner.
No, yeah, he gave me like life advice at Skankfest.
Oh, he's a nice dude, but he's still fucking dirty.
Was like, he was explaining that sometimes like people fall out of love. And it's not the end.
Oh man!
And he took me out for ice cream.
Oh my god! Were you going through a breakup?
Yeah, and then he said, "If I ever die in a hotel room, it's a conspiracy theory. Just know that, Joe Gorman." And I was like, "All right, Mr. Tanner."
That is, when you're getting love advice from Bob Saget, it's a rough weekend. I think.
I'm trying to think who else.
You saw Mencia is now going down for tax evasion.
Yeah,
apparently there's something in it where they had to get his DNA for something too.
Give him a break. Come on, what'd he do? Stole some jokes.
I'm trying to think who else is like a cat. So like, I was talking about this on a show recently. There's a great video backstage at one of the old clubs of Dice and Louis Anderson hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
But Louis's got a beard and he's talking like himself. And Dice is not doing Dice.
Dice. I'm going to say Dice is my number one. Like, you meet Dice backstage, and he's a nice old Jewish woman.
Yeah.
You know, that's his persona.
What he did, I hope I'm not blowing
up. He's like,
up
it's
this.
Cold in here. You know,
I don't want to blow up this spot, but there was a club that Dice was going to do, and he was walking around it. It was a hotel in Jersey. And he goes, what do you guys need? You got to get a popcorn machine. You're going to make it sell everybody popcorn at the door. I'll take a cut. And he was trying to convince them to buy
he's
a popcorn
right.
machine.
He's totally right, though, by
and
the way.
And they'd get more drinks because the popcorn's salty.
It's a great idea. It's actually is a pretty... Oh, I once, the one Overeaters Anonymous meeting I went to had a popcorn machine in it. And
oh,
I'm
damn.
Like, you guys couldn't have found another room. This is horrifying.
Yeah, I'm Dice is my vote. All right, we got to... Actually, let's knock plugs out of the way real quick. Hit that plug music. Mr. Gorman.
Oh, my God. Well, thank you so much. You can follow me online at Joe W. Gorman on all platforms. I also have a podcast that I do weekly with my buddy Alex Tomaselli. It's called Super Selly Joe. So please subscribe to our YouTube channel if you're on Spotify or iTunes. Please subscribe to us there. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Fantastic, Mr. St. Germain.
I'm on tour in the fall and summer, so check all those dates out. I'm doing, like, opening for Alana Glazer and doing Joke World next month, and then I got some other stuff. Podcast, Burbs Bros, and I'm filming my special at New York Comedy Festival in November. I'm trying to sell it out, guys, so please... Once that ticket link goes live, please come see me.
Dan is one of the funniest guys in the world. Please support him and go see that show. Find me on Instagram at ZachIsNotFunny, punchup.live/ZachMiko for all my dates. If you're listening live this Friday, I will be at the Punchline in Philadelphia with Jim Gillespie and Rob Stant. And the following day, I believe this is a private event, but I think there's a way to get into it. I will be doing the Sandman's podcast live. At a dispensary in Philadelphia,
nice.
Where we'll be watching ECW Heatwave 96 for its 30th anniversary, and I'm going to get to sit and bullshit with the Sandman. Should be pretty fun. Hey, if you're watching the show and you love it, go to GasDigital.com today. Use my promo code ZOO, Z-O-O. You save a little bit of money off your subscription. You get your episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. You get access to the live chat and the archives of thousands of episodes of all your favorite gas shows from over the last decade. And most importantly, you get our Friday bonus show. That's right, we do three of these a week. And if you want that third one, you got to subscribe. But regardless of how you consume the program, thank you so much for tuning in. All right, this is mostly going to be crime stuff today.
Nice.
But let's start with some silly shit. I don't know the story behind this. Shannon just put it on, so I don't know. Rey Mysterio, wrestler, called an 8-year-old girl a little bitch.
Nice. Booyaka,
was she being
booyaka.
A little bitch? I know Rey personally,
so.
And I assume that she was being a little bitch.
I would assume
so. Because he is the nicest fucking guy.
I've only heard nice things.
Yeah.
So I would assume this is a fabrication or she really deserved it.
It's a work.
Yeah, for sure. Like, he was so kind to everybody.
Yeah.
So
Shannon?
I can't believe I came so hard down on an 8-year-old.
No, I don't believe this little girl.
So I think you sent me this, Zach. But I'm
did
gonna,
I?
Yeah, I think so. But I'm gonna just I'll show it to you, and then I don't know if you want me to read it. But somebody posted on Reddit this story of when he was 8 years old. He said, "I shared this story with my friends and even my family, but they always laugh it off. To be honest, though, I would too. Anyway, Rey Mysterio was doing his regular entrance of talking to us, kids while whispering things to us. He put a mask over my face and said, 'Do something with your life, you little bitch.'" And then continued to make his entrance. I never knew what he said to the rest of the kids, but he was straight up with me, LOL.
That's hilarious.
That's awesome.
Amazing.
That's inspiring.
That's so much funnier than I thought it was going to be.
I mean, look, if you hear wrestler, 8-year-old, controversy, that's the best way it could end.
He probably said it in Spanish, too.
Yeah. Like, that's very funny. That's the funniest
that's
thing you can say to an 8-year-old.
I saw,
and even the person reporting it thought it was funny. So
yeah, everyone thinks that.
Yeah, it was like 10 years ago, too. So, like, she's probably, like, fucking 30 by now.
And hopefully she did something with her fucking life.
Probably not, because she's trying
bitch.
To fucking drag a great
man. Could have been a guy.
Could have been a guy, yeah.
Could have been a boy.
Which is very funny.
Yeah, just call the kid a little bitch.
That's, like, and that's, like, a thing in, like, Mexican culture. It's, like, you know.
Yeah, Razin. I just saw the pilot of Landman. I know it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's, you know, MJF calling you out, it's like whatever, but Rey Mysterio, the most loved babyface of all time, calling you out, I mean, that's amazing.
I saw a thread the other day. It was a lady complaining she took her kids to a local wrestling show, and she complained that the heels were mean to the kids. And then it was all these like moms being like, "How could you take? How could you ever be mean to a child? I understand having a character, but leave the kids out of it." I'm like, "You have never been to wrestling."
Yeah, the only one. I mean, the only one that was fucking and he got popped for it was that guy who spit on the kid.
Yeah, you can't.
And then
that's assault.
And then
though.
The dad just fucked the guy up.
Yeah, you can't assault and you can't get your ass kicked.
Yes.
She, Raja, Rampage's kid went to jail.
Yeah.
Did he go to jail?
I believe he got 90 days.
Oh, he'll be out in a week.
Oh, yeah. I never really weighed in on that because it's like, it's just a den of liars, you
yes.
know? So you don't know what's scripted and what's not. But he fucked that guy up. I mean, he really fucked him up.
Once he was very much knocked out, to keep throwing punches is very irresponsible.
Yeah.
With what we know now, yes. I think any rational adult goes, "Oh, the show's over." Like, or I gotta like fake this.
Yeah.
To throw live rounds once somebody's unconscious, you're really risking killing them or severely fucking them
up. Who would have thought having Rampage as a father doesn't set you up for success?
You know? Having a dad named Rampage.
Yeah.
Legally named Rampage.
Though he does have my favorite moment in the history of the Ultimate Fighter when he was coaching. Somebody jerked off in the shower and left cum on the floor, and the next fighter stepped in it and was screaming. And Rampage just goes, "Ah, you stepped in some kids? Raise them right."
that's the closest he's been to as a good parent.
Hey, guys, today's episode is brought to you by our great friends at YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. That's right, stop going to smoke shops, bodegas, or gas stations and getting a little bit of Kratom at a time and you don't even know what's in there. When you go to YoKratom.com today, they have the best strains, the best customer service, and they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at Gas. If you don't use Kratom, don't start on my account. But if you use Kratom for one of its many, many benefits, there's only one place in the world, and there's no promo code needed. Why? It's already the best deal in the world of Kratom. $60 for a whole kilo delivered right to your gosh darn door. So check them out today, guys. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. All right, let's get back into the program. All right, moving on. We've got two. We have a fun game here on the show.
Nice.
That started as called Indians versus Trains.
Oh, yes.
Awesome. We've been a big fan. There's also Indians versus Power Lines.
I like that.
Indians versus Steamrollers. This is a new one.
Is this in India?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's on a reservation.
This is a firewalk.
Yeah.
So let's see how this goes.
And we're talking Indian, dot Indians, not Indians.
Not TP.
Yes.
All right.
Just real quick, before we start that, we have a new intro for the segment.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, hell yeah.
Indians versus.
Nice work, Shannon.
I love that.
That made my day. Thank you. So this is Indians versus Firewalk.
First off, that's not a firewalk. That's just a fire. Oh, that's it.
Bye, buddy.
Did the person die?
He's coming out. He's like Anakin Skywalker.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I hate you.
Holy shit.
Oh, my. I mean, we're going to watch it again in a second.
So play it at 1/4 speed.
A participant tragically lost balance and fell directly into a massive pit of burning coals. From a thermodynamic perspective, the extreme kinetic impact with the bed of active embers rapidly accelerates, conducting heat transfer to the body. Catastrophically worsened because oil present within the pit ignited upon impact.
It's called tragic passing.
So let's see it one more time.
So it was all the.
I would call it a brutal passing. I don't know if it's tragic.
It's crazy how much of him goes up so quick.
Immediately. Yeah. You think it's all the curry in his system? Look at that shit.
Do you think in the obituary they put the spicy symbol next to him?
Yeah. Three little peppers next to his name.
A real Vinda who's who.
Sorry, he's a real Vinda loser.
I got to apologize. I'm on Seroquel, and it's the worst type of drug to be on. Because
don't worry about it.
You know Seroquel? Well, they gave it to me. I'm totally sober now again. I'm like 48 days, no weed, nothing. Yeah, but I got put on Seroquel, which is like a night aid, and it doesn't change your personality. It just makes you exhausted, like, all the time. It's the worst type of drug.
I've been on one or two of those myself.
And you're just like...
Have you ever been a fall risk?
Not yet, but it's something I look forward to.
I was
with you when you were a fall risk.
Yeah. I was on a medication about a year and a half ago.
You were a fall risk?
And I had to tell people because I was just fucking... When I woke up in the morning, I couldn't get out of bed for 10 minutes, they told me.
Oh, my God.
Because I wouldn't have the balance.
Wow.
And then every once in a while, I would just take a header. That's when we were touring Europe, and I had to warn everybody, because I was like, I'm going to fall in the airport, just so you know. And oh, boy, did I.
Yeah. Oh, God. I remember I was opening for Alana once, and I fucked up my leg, and she had to push me around in a wheelchair. That was pretty... Well, you know, I paid it forward, I guess.
You did.
I just realized.
Dan pushed me around the last day, too. He helped me out, man.
Wheelchair bros.
So thank you.
It was a murder ball situation.
So nice. We have one more. A series of videos. I think some people think they might be fake. I don't care. it would appear there's a road or two in Bangladesh where kids are kind of blocking the road. And stopping motorcycles and saying they want... No, nobody dies, don't worry. This isn't violent. And they are trying to hustle people, saying that you need to pay to cross, or if you have a GoPro on, you need to pay us because we're on your camera. And they surround you and try and take your bike and shit. Kind of like the bubblegum kids in a hostel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which I will say, very real. When I was in France, they warned us about those kids. And they surround you.
Yeah.
Like 10 of them. And they're all like picking at you. Like you, I put my friend Josh's wife made me a wrist strap with a secret zipper that I put my keys, my wallet, and my passport in and my money so that I didn't have pockets to pick. But what happens is that either that or the mom would come and try and sell you like trinkets.
Yeah.
And the kids would surround you and go to pick your pockets.
I heard culture. Of the throwing the baby thing.
Yeah, yes. You got to swat the baby away, apparently.
Yeah, you just go fucking, reject that.
Well, they trade the babies out.
Yeah.
Those aren't even necessarily those babies. They keep babies, like, on a shift, and they drug them. So those, like, when you see, gypsies on the subway, I know I'm not supposed to say Roma.
But, like, we all know what we're talking about.
People were very mad at me for saying gypsy recently.
What are they going to do, curse you?
I wish. I'll run
it's not
over.
Working.
I'll run one over right now. I don't get it.
No matter how I try.
You'll see the gypsy ladies on the subway with a baby.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's not their kid. They do shifts, like 8 hours, and the baby stays out all the time.
Thanks, Mom Donnie.
Yeah. He's not doing anything about it.
Yeah.
He's got to do something about it. Too busy doing all these photo ops and whatnot.
Now that that guy froze rent, he could do literally no wrong for the rest of his. I mean, because he did that, he's the greatest mayor of all time.
He's growing on me. I like him. I think he's well-spoken, and I like the way he puts things.
Yeah, I mean, the bar is so fucking low with politicians that anyone who, like,
does
you can tell
less than the bare minimum, but does anything.
Well, I mean, when we got, like, fucking Hochul and Gillibrand and Schumer in your state, anybody looks good.
I just thought, I so far like him, but I guess he would not like this segment very much. So this is our wonderful friends in Bangladesh, and these are kids trying to stop a motorcycle rider.
Oh, gross. Look at that dork wearing a little COVID mask.
He's just fucking pissed. Oh, he's fucking, he's flopping.
Look at that little Terminator one.
And then the other, dude, the way this kid yells, he does, we had just watched a video There's a guy born in Europe, but he got left in India by accident.
Oh, yeah.
Now he has that Indian accent. But the thing that makes it look really real is he does the da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. This little kid gets up on this guy doing the da-da-da-da-da-da, and he just gets tossed. You have the second one, Shannon?
These kids do want the smoke, for sure.
Oh, joke slam. That's fucking crazy. Yeah, that's
a. Can we just see that throw one more time? This kid does like a full. That's like an
F5. Yeah. No, he's not faking it, this one.
It's like different in India, too.
He takes his shoe off to beat him with it. I mean, it is sad because these kids are definitely just doing an impression of how their parents treat them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Taking the shoe off, the yelling, the intimidation. Like, they're definitely just, that's their home life.
Mm-hmm.
But it is fun to watch kids get thrown.
It's very cool. I hope it's real.
I hope it is. So that guy apparently has more videos coming, so we'll keep an eye out.
Right. The bicycler or the kid?
The bicycler.
Just throwing him off?
Yeah.
He's like just fighting all of them.
Yeah, when does it, here's my question, how many women before you're, like, or attack you before it's socially acceptable to hit back?
Less than one.
And then kids.
Between two and three.
If you have
two,
depending on how vicious they are and if they know what they're doing.
If it's four, you can fight back.
Yeah. I think two if they have a weapon.
Two if they have a weapon.
I think one if she's bigger than you.
Well, that's true.
That's just because all women are bigger.
I'm just one man trying to fight all of them.
Did you see the fucking drunk girl getting carried out? I think it was like a World Cup event, and she just like swung at the security guard twice who was carrying her out, and he just fucking bop.
Nice.
No, but if Shannon
passes out like Christ on the cross,
I believe it was Club Soda Kenny from the Opie and Anthony show, bodyguard for Jim Norton, Bill Burr, Amy Schumer, that said, be nice until it's time to stop being nice. And that is from, of course, Roadhouse.
I just realized, I was like, where did I know that? Oh,
He said something along the lines of, you treat them like a lady until they stop acting like a lady.
Mm.
Well.
And, I get it sometimes.
A lady would have sex with
me. Yeah, this is it. This is wild, dude. He really fucking gets her. Like, you'll see. Boom. Boom. Oh, my God, dude.
Oh, she loved it.
I mean, she kind of paintbrushed him. That wasn't too... How bad did she get him?
Well, we got to see. The first one's not bad. And then the second one, she may have gotten his eye.
Look at fucking Joe Springer's comment. Officer acted accordingly.
Yeah, that's a guy who hits his wife.
Yeah, dude.
I don't know, man. I think if I had a kid and I found out that happened, I'd be like, what happened? They're like, well, I hit him. I'm like,
Yeah.
You can't hit a cop.
Yeah, you can't. Well, I mean, I don't know. We don't see what if the nail caught his eyeball, then I can see why that would happen.
Or we don't know what happened before that.
That's true.
Yeah. Or we don't know what happened afterwards. He might have killed
her. Or what she might have called him.
Man, I was filming something for Raw, and they had to bring like a drunk lady off, and it's just such a nightmare. When a middle-aged drunk woman falls in the stands, it is such a hassle for everybody. You know, a guy you can just kind of kick down the aisle, you know, but a woman,
you got to bring in like a crane.
Yeah, you got to bring in a crane, and it becomes a whole thing. And
same with I've seen wrestling shows where a drunk woman got in the ring, and everyone froze. Because nobody wanted to be, even the heels were like, I can't.
Yeah.
Because I like 2 weeks before, I had seen a guy do it.
That's why you need female ballets.
Stomp the fuck out immediately. And I mean, just a good beating.
Who are these guys who think this is a good idea each time?
They're hammered. They're hammered every time.
Yeah.
And then they always are with people who are not surprised. Like, literally, the guy saw do that, his mom came up to us after. And was like, yeah, he gets excited when he drinks, and you know, he thought he was gonna be part of the show, but you know, we're staying. It's our first concert.
Yeah,
like he's just going to jail while they're
enjoying the show. I won't even do it now. Like I used to, like if someone comes on stage, unless they're really bigger than me, then I'll run. But like if it's, I will fucking hit you with the microphone and mic stand now. Like I have no problem doing
preaching
that.
To the choir.
Yeah, especially now. Like I'm like, don't. I told one guy, it was like at Frederick, really, I'm doing it again actually into August, check my dates out, but a guy tried to go on stage, and a guy was like calling me, first off, he was, the reason I got pissed off is he was calling me like a MAGA guy, which
are
meant
you?
He, no, oh. And which meant he didn't listen to my fucking act for the last 10 minutes, so then I got pissed, and he just started like pointing at me, I'm like, please come on stage, it was the only time I've ever done that, where I was like, yeah. Please fucking, of course he didn't. But, yeah, I was furious that night. It just, and the older you get, like that one guy, that comic who hits the audience member with the guitar.
Oh, yeah.
In the beginning, when you first start comedy, you're like, oh, that guy's a little much. But now that I've been doing it, and I'm like, good for you, dude. Yeah. Honky tonk that motherfucker.
I have never seen that video and not thought good for him.
Yeah.
I think before I did comedy, I saw that and went, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I've said it a million times. We live in a post-Dimebag Darrell world.
Yeah.
You do not know what someone's intentions, even if they're going up there to like hug you.
Yeah.
You don't know that. You don't know what they have on them. That's you don't true. Know if there's someone else. Like, you gotta fucking knock them out and then fucking figure it out later.
Hey guys, you ever wake up in the morning and just feel soft? Like your coffee's warming your hands, but not doing a damn thing for your balls or your brain? That's why our great friends created Body Brain Coffee. It's not just coffee, it's coffee with purpose, specifically testosterone. Packed with clinically backed ingredients like Tonkat Ali, this isn't your girlfriend's oat milk latte. This is for men who want to get their edge back in the gym, in the boardroom, and yeah, in the bedroom too. And it's not just about testosterone. Body Brain is also built to dial in your focus, clarity, and mood thanks to lion's mane, ashwagandha, and L-theanine. So while your basic brew is giving you the jitters and a crash, Body Brain Coffee is helping you stay sharp, calm, and locked in, all while supporting your natural T levels. If you're serious about your energy, your mindset, and your masculinity, it starts with what you put in your cup. Body Brain Coffee has Tonkat Ali, lion's mane, ashwagandha, L-theanine, and premium freeze-dried Colombian coffee. It's got a bold, rich taste with no fillers. Save 15% today with the code ZOO15, ZOO15, at bodybraincoffee.com. That's bodybraincoffee.com. Power your day. Fuel your drive. Let's get back into the show.
Yeah.
Here it is.
Yeah, we showed it. Yeah, of course.
This is like if Doug Benson got his shit together.
That's a good ass bit.
I know. It's LK State.
He's pretty clean, too.
Oklahoma's okay. It's like, you know, it might not be Nirvana, man, but by God, it's okay. I don't know if you're in Oklahoma, is that an Oklahomanian? I guess if you were gay, you'd be in Oklahoma. Kind of like this guy. But you know. No, really, don't mess with me, because I don't come down to the bus station and slap the dick out of your mouth when you're working, do I?
So,
God damn, you fucking drug him with that one.
Oh, get on up here, motherfucker.
Oh.
That's awesome.
Give me security.
Now he can't do his act.
The guy fucking came at me. What do you think, folks?
Nope.
No way.
Okay, sure.
That was unnecessary.
That was awesome.
It was totally necessary.
This is like before, like, you know, Will Smith slapped Chris Rock.
That's the other thing too. That was crazy. And
that was
people, I saw tons of comics defending Will Smith too.
That
was like the worst
everything.
Thing I've ever seen.
Absolute insanity. It was the easiest joke. It was not an offensive joke.
It wasn't even a great joke. It was like a GI. It was like a joke that we would have written the fourth week of roast when we were like out of ideas.
It was like
it was
old
a filler. It was a filler. Like, we just need something.
Yeah.
What was, the fact what's
that
something
she tried
generic.
To make it about her alopecia that no one gives. Oh, sorry, bald. I've never seen a black woman who shaves her head before.
Right. There's literally no one. Jada Pinkett Smith has never been called unattractive. It's never been a thing that people have had against her. They shit on her for being a fucking narcissist and cheating on her husband and being a borderline predator with her son's friends. They don't shit on her for her looks.
And having weird kids.
Yeah.
And also
that's what it was. It was Will Smith has all these years of embarrassment of being cuckolded publicly.
And let's not forget the most heinous crime of all, the cultural erasure of Will Smith's oldest son, who was originally the subject of the song Just the Two of Us. Everyone thinks it's about Jaden. It wasn't about Jaden. It was Will Smith's older son.
Do they not talk anymore?
Marriage. Huh?
Does the older son and him not talk anymore?
I don't know. Like, they're still around, but like he's just like completely erased from the culture sphere.
The video of him and Rita Ora in London is one of the most uncomfortable things I've ever seen in my life. When he's rapping, if you've seen that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And the DJ just looks like he looks like a Carnival cruise host dealing with your drunk aunt. You know, it's just rough.
So this needs to come back with Jazzy Jeff.
Yeah,
you need to bring it back.
So I have two things that stick out to me about the Will and Jada thing. One, you'll talk about weird alien narcissism. No one ever calls them out for naming their kids a gender swapped version of themselves.
Mm. Oh my God, you're right.
Yeah, Willow and Jaden.
That's crazy.
Isn't that kind of narcissistically creepy?
That's weird.
It's almost like they're pod people and
they grew two more.
Yeah, to like replaces like up like once he's ready, I'll upload my consciousness.
Yeah,
and the like fresh that, prince will be reborn.
That to me kind of feels like that. And then, I think it's been public knowledge that Will Smith might be
gay
for a very long time, and it was definitely a Hollywood rumor for way longer than the public knew.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you go, forgive me, I screamed a lot on Saturday, so my voice is going in and out.
Yeah.
If you look at Bert tells a story about when he first got his development deal. Mm. It was before Bert had anything.
Yeah.
Will Smith had signed him to a development deal about his life. And he had him meet him to go see a movie. And Bert's dad said, be careful, he doesn't try and fuck you. And Bert's like, Will Smith, why? He's like, just be careful. Which doesn't hold a lot of water until you remember that Bert's dad worked for the Church of Scientology. And he probably had a bit more intel than the average dad.
Did he try anything or no?
No, he said that they met. It was like a bunch of dudes. It was a secret movie theater, like under a mall, where they had like a secret, like rich people thing.
Yeah.
Maybe even underneath a Planet Hollywood.
Oh, that's so cheesy. Well, that's like, that's Taylor Swift MSG cheesy.
Yeah. Well, I think like Will Smith, like he kind of became successful at a younger age. So I think a lot of that was just trying to recapture that lost time of actually being able to, like, because like it's shit we take for granted that we don't think about, but like, yeah, there was a point where it's like we would just go out with our friends and watch a movie, and he never got that, and he's trying to recreate it, but it's like weird.
What is
he,
early 20s he got famous? So he had enough. I mean, he had some time where he wasn't a guy. I don't know. When was his rap thing? Was that early 20s?
I think he was like a teenager. He was like the Fresh Prince.
Yeah, I know he's Fresh Prince, but I thought he was like early 20s for that. But I don't know.
Shannon, can you look up how old he was when his first record came out?
I feel like he was a teenager, but then, like, after that, he got, like, the Fresh Prince, and then, like, they both kind of became...
Well, what was interesting is he was the last kind of goof rap guy.
Yeah.
He was 16 when his first...
Oh, never
released.
Mind. I'm fucking not... That's not true.
So that means he was in the machine already for a while.
Yeah, that means he probably was getting passed
probably
around. 12.
21 on Fresh
fucking
Prince.
Bryan Singer pool parties.
Yeah. Poor guy.
Yeah,
you know what? It's all right. It's okay that you slapped Chris Rock. He was wrong for saying that. Now that I think about it,
you know, he's just part of that same. I mean, is it a mistake who Jada's other ex is? Who's definitely a hidden homosexual?
Yeah, I saw
that was a psyop.
I saw a photo of Tupac with a man in bed. Yuck.
Was he supposed to be gay?
I think he is gay.
Shannon, I've shown up with Shannon. Please pull up the old interview with Tupac where he's in the tank top with the flat top haircut. When he was a backup dancer for, I believe, was it CNC Music Factory?
Well, he was also a theater kid.
Yeah, he was an actor.
Yeah, like that's. I think that's why Biggie Smalls hated him so much.
He was an actor and a backup dancer, and then he did, what was the movie, Bounce?
I think something like that. It was like one of the, an early
era. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay, my name is Tupac Shakur, and I attend Tampa Pi High School, and I'm 17 years old. It's like 17 such a weird age. It's such a in the middle age. You're not 18 yet. You're older than 16. So. But I like him. It's nice. It's like
yeah, he's gay as hell. That guy's gay as hell.
His name is Tupac.
And you know what? And if he was
so
just
then he did a movie where he played that thug character, and I think basically
I'm gonna rebrand
a bunch of stuff. No, I think a bunch of record people were like, oh, we're going to make you that guy.
Because we know you're really this guy.
Yeah, and you're going to be one of our, you know, you're now under our thumb, because now you can always just expose them and ruin them.
Mm-hmm. It's just hilarious that me and Zach have both had gay experiences that we've talked about publicly, and the community wants nothing to do with us.
Nope. Not a goddamn thing.
No, they don't like, we never, like, even people roasting us never bring that up. It's very like, rarely. They don't want it.
Rosebud
either.
Had a good one. That was it.
Yeah. Me. What did she say?
She said, Zach's only bisexual because half of him fits in a closet.
That's funny.
Which I thought was very funny.
But yeah, for the most part, they don't want, you know, and Ian's just on the I guess borderline, but I feel like, you know, like for the most part, yeah, it's not fun calling me and Zach gay for whatever reason, even though I've had a dude blow me.
And Ian, I feel like they always want to come after him. Like, I feel like Ian has to walk on such eggshells, about what he says, because the only thing any community loves more than building up a pariah is tearing down the statue.
Yes. Mm.
So the fact that Ian is so proud of who he is and so openly who he is, there's so many people that are mad at that, that whenever he slightly crosses a line or doesn't use the exact correct language, they fucking flip their shit.
Yeah. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
And they're mad at him for being successful about it. They all want to be fucking in the backyard in a fucking at some show that they booked. Where they're all playing in a hole.
Yeah.
Well, just having fun. Pryor also was kind of gay, and no one brought that up ever. And he Brando, but he would talk about it on stage. It's not like he was hiding.
Wayne was gay.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, John Wayne was gay.
Where's that from?
Tom Rhodes told me.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
He's being facetious again. Dude.
No, Tom Rhodes has like a bit.
I had my guard up on that time.
He talked about how like Tom Waits. Or I'm sorry, not Tom.
Tom Rhodes, John Wayne.
Tom Rhodes and John Wayne. John Wayne came out in a scene. And he was holding his hand like this, and Tom Rhodes was like, "That's the gayest guy I've ever seen in my life." He's gay.
Well, that's a scene from Birdcage too.
Yeah,
where they're teaching him how to walk straight. He goes, "He gives us a cliche, but give me John Wayne." And then he walks to John Wayne. And he goes, "Well, I just didn't realize John Wayne walks okay."
John Wayne was a gay man, and it's like that was like another thing that got buried by America.
Well, him as Genghis Khan is still the greatest thing. We should, Spook Show, we should watch that one time.
The movie that killed everyone on it?
Yeah, the movie that killed everyone on it.
Joe, are you familiar with that?
Yeah, I'm Genghis Khan. Yeah.
Well, you know everybody on that movie died, right?
Oh, really?
Radiation poisoning.
So they shot it in a place where they had been testing.
A Manhattan Project site. It was a Manhattan Project site.
And so they didn't know yet, like, the ramifications of that. They said they were just walking around the set with, like, Geiger meters. And they were like just fucking like spinning.
Oh shit!
And they're like, "Wow, there's something fucked up here." And then he got what, stomach cancer?
He died.
I want to say 70-80% of the cast and crew within 10 to 15 years.
Oh, damn.
Died of cancer.
And 20% are 300 years old.
Yeah,
wow.
It killed like, and not like they eventually, like everybody got sick that worked on that movie.
You got to be careful with radiation, man.
Yeah,
you got to be careful with that. You don't always become a Ninja Turtle.
Did you ever watch Dark Tourist on Netflix? He goes to like obscure tourist destinations. The one he went to, Chernobyl, you just see it like emptied.
So. I know there was like some shit where it's like dogs have become feral in Chernobyl, and like, now their colors are all fucked.
Yeah, they're like blue radioactive wolves. Yeah. They're fine.
Yeah,
and during the taping of the episode, they actually shut him down, and they're like, "Hey, we took the meters out, and like we are in a section like." We have to get out of here right now because this is like get sick tomorrow level radiation.
Well, I have a bad feeling that that somebody is going to use a nuke in the next 2 years. It's
in America,
whether it's Russia, Israel, or America, I think it's going to be one of those three.
Probably Israel.
But yeah, no, because you know, I mean, I can go into the reasons why, but as far as like. If you like really look at game theory and stuff like that, it's almost guaranteed that it's going to happen in the next like 2 years.
By the Chekhov's gun,
yes.
Who had it? Who showed it? And who's going to use it in the third act?
Yeah, I think it's going to happen.
Damn. Well, it's been a hell of a run, dude.
Yeah, I had a fine run. If I died tomorrow, I would be.
It's like what else do we have, dude? We got AI. We got internet porn.
Well, especially now when you find out like so many of these famous people or super successful people are somewhat part of the occult.
A huge part of the occult.
Yeah, so like I'm like, oh, I did pretty good for not being sacrificing a ball.
I've never like worshipped a giant wooden owl.
I never prayed at the sight
of mammon. Yeah. Fucking like renouncing, like it's like, no way, dude. I got one person I answer to, and his name is Jesus Christ. All right.
Well, they say like the rest of the Epstein files came out, it would ruin society. And I'm like, it's just protecting you because no one cares about celebrities anymore.
We need to purge them.
Nobody like was excited about the Taylor Swift wedding. We all are villagers with torches outside the castle.
Yeah, we're ready. Give us a name.
It did seem very, and I know it was poor timing, but the fact that they're telling everyone, set your thermostat to 78, but we're going to fucking have a giant
billionaire's
party.
Yeah.
I've seen people, won't they turn off Times Square? They do dim the lights in Times Square. Yeah. And also things are on different breakers. So even if they did dim the lights in Times Square, it's not really going to affect the hospital.
You know, I just do it anyway. I have to suffer.
The more I get into like the UAP topic, the more it's kind of like impossible to deny that they have something that can replace all this and everything would be fine. So like telling me to turn my air conditioner off when I know the people running this are not letting it happen so they can get paid.
Yeah.
It doesn't like resonate with me anymore. Like you can't make me feel guilty about it anymore. You know, like I know you guys have the answer.
I'm not doing that.
City Hall was like 62.
I have a right. I have a right to have fucking AC. Don't get out of it.
Look at how many people died in fucking Europe, dude.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to die in New York, dude.
No, fuck.
Get out of town. I'm keeping my AC at 60 degrees. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I don't care how expensive it is. I have a job for that reason. What is this shit? What is this shit? I'm not going to suffer.
It is so nice sleeping with a blanket and socks on.
Oh, I love that shit. Are you kidding me?
Just feel like,
You just fucking F you and God.
Nice try. The apartment's too cold.
I love it. I love it.
Amazing.
Because like you can feel it. Like we have like a little alcove between like our two AC units. And in that alcove when we go to change our clothes or whatever, you can feel the heat. And like our bathroom's separate. We go in there. It's like fucking hot as hell. 78 degrees is not going to affect anything, and you're wasting the same amount. I don't believe we're saving energy by having the AC, because the AC is still plugged in. It's still using power. You know?
Does the heat give you guys bubble guts?
All the time.
I don't know what that is.
Sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night.
Sour Tommy bad poops?
Yeah.
I mean, my poops are always pretty bad, dude.
I feel like I'm a crock pot. In the summer, if it's really hot out of control. Like my body's a crock pot. My shits are awful.
It's like, how is so much fluid coming out of me, but I'm not losing weight? Like, I feel like I should be like 20 pounds lighter. How much fucking stuff is coming out of me? It's insane.
Yeah. I've been fucking, it's been
this fucking city.
Well, at least it's going to rain for the next few days and bring it down a little bit.
Thank Christ.
Man who owned Home Alone house at time of filming found dead days after being charged with child pornography.
That's so fucking... He was, like, trying to make his escape, and then, like, he slipped on some micro machines and fell down the stairs. And then he got up, and then, like, a blowtorch, like, cooked his head. That's crazy. Damn, so many people are into CP.
Dude, that must have been such a fucking humble brag of the community.
Dude, like, that must be the... Dude, that's, like, being into black chicks and, like, Halle Berry shot a movie in your house. Like, that is the hottest kid of all time. Like, the kid. The it
My
boy.
Girl, too? Come on.
Yeah.
The it boy for pedophiles.
He was.
Shannon, tell us about it real quick.
So it said that, so he's 79 years old. It said that after multiple online tips were called in, they led to an online account associated with him. And there were a lot of like child stuff material found there. And so a few days after they charged him, they released him with conditions, and then they found his body in like a nature preserve. And they said he died by asphyxia in a manner consistent with being self-inflicted.
So he was like fucking jerking off one last time. Get the belt loose in time.
Do you think when the FBI pulled up, they knocked over the statue in front of the house?
Oh my God. Yeah, they
fucking. He's got all puppets going, so it looks like there's a party. Yeah.
He's just the pizza delivery guy being like, well, I guess a whole cheese pizza just for me.
Wait a minute, cheese pizza? CP? It was right there the whole time.
Was that the code then?
Yeah, it has to. It was timeless.
I wonder what the code is now. Could pedophiles? Can you call in and let us know?
Yeah, let us know in the racist live chat.
It can't be grape soda or cheese pizza.
You got to stay ahead of it.
I think it's chicken noodle soup because if you type in chicken noodle soup on Facebook, you'll get like a message that says like, "Hey, you're trying to look up child porn. Don't do that." And I'm like, "What the fuck?
Seriously?"
Yeah, there's like a meme going around where it's like, "Don't Google." Don't type in chicken noodle soup.
Well, then it's got to be something else new then. As soon as we get those messages.
I don't know, dude.
As soon as we get those messages.
Have I told you my the Home Alone story?
No.
So my friend Babette is a drag queen. Very cool life. Special effects artist, costumer,
awesome.
Performer. They helped run theme park shit. So like they would do makeup for like Grinchmas and shit like that. And amazing person with a lot of cool stories. For a long time, they dated someone who was a psychiatrist for people with predator charge for
pedophiles.
For people with sex crimes.
Mm.
And part of their job when the person was on house arrest, you go to their house every couple months, mm-hmm. and you do a good snooping. And they had this guy, super rich. The family must have, paid a bajillion dollars to keep him out of jail, in house arrest in a mansion. And they said when they got there, usually they would come, I think, during the day, like at noon. And he was completely fine. They would go through everything. They said he had weird he had kid statues that they weren't thrilled about.
That's always a given.
They weren't thrilled about.
Yeah, that's always a given.
And then they said that, so one of the things they have to do is at the time it was just VHS, but they said that they would sit there and put in every tape they got. If you're under that charge, every tape you own, they're going to sit and fast forward through it.
Yeah.
And they said he had one tape that they had to confiscate, and it was Home Alone, and it was because when Kevin's shirtless and does the the tracking had fallen off the tape
because
he had rewound it so many times.
Oh my God.
He was gooning to the Kev.
So here's the crazy one. They would go at noon all the time, and he had a big bay window in the upstairs bedroom, and he had a recliner facing it. And like, he's like, yeah, I just like to look out at nature. I'm like, all right. They come back in the afternoon. And he is dodgy, right? And they're like, "What is? Can we go see?" He's like, "Yeah." And then we're going. He's like, "Yeah, you don't got it. You saw it already." Like, you know, we're gonna look, dude. The neighbors had a trampoline, and they said it was like the Man Show. Like, you would just see little kids come up in the like. And he said he had a gooning seat.
Nice. Oh, jeez.
And that the neighbors you just see little kids bounce over the fence.
You don't want to lose one of those kids over that fence.
No, he's mine now.
He's mine now. That's Sandlot rules.
All right, let's do one more thing before we get out of here. Is there any more videos, Shannon?
Hold on. The cop, the female cop, the guy eating in the car.
Sure, let's do that, and then we're done.
I think this is something that will affect all of us.
Shannon's obsessed with body cam footage, and it has now hit me.
Of course, it's fun.
I love watching altercations between the public and the police.
How many green screen shirts do you have now for this podcast?
A million.
Yeah, I gotta remember. I'll wear one the next time. I don't have one, but
if that's all you're doing, then why can't you just give my deputy your information?
Why can't I just eat my dinner?
Why can't you just give my deputy your information if that's all you're doing?
What's your name and badge number?
Corporal Deputy Haynes. I'm Corporal Haynes, and my badge number is 612.
Okay.
Are you from here? We're conducting an investigation now. Because you're being uncooperative for no reason. You're in an empty parking lot with closed businesses.
You're refusing us to give Che Guevara shirt.
This guy's posting it on a libertarian fucking yep. Facebook page.
Trying to figure out who and why.
Am I
you,
being detained?
That doesn't explain anything to me.
You're a bad fucking cop.
Nice.
Well, okay. That's your opinion. You're entitled to it.
That's awesome.
Is there a reason that you picked an empty closed parking lot to eat your tacos?
How far away is Taco Bell? Oh, you can see it. This is going to be better for the video. You can see Taco Bell.
Is there
here.
A reason that you picked this parking lot, though? Are you from here?
It's right next
this
to Taco
is crazy
Bell.
That she's
are you from here?
They're costing
it's
him
right next
this.
To Taco yeah. Bell.
Are you from here? Like you couldn't go
I'll give
home?
You that one. I answered that one.
Nice.
No, you didn't. Are you
she's
you
just flirting, dude.
I'm not gonna answer any of your questions.
Okay, you
for Jason.
What aren't you done with
pause.
Your shift?
I've noticed in a lot of these I think at a certain point they get embarrassed.
The cop.
And now they need to put their foot on the gas.
Yeah.
To try and make this a thing.
Yeah.
Or else they wasted time. So now they're trying to get him to fuck up.
Escalate, yeah.
Yeah, I could see that.
Because now she's humiliated. Because he's obviously eating Taco Bell. The Taco Bell is visually...
And by the way, sometimes you don't want to eat in the parking lot. Sometimes you want privacy.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes you don't want to take it home either and have yeah. whoever lives with you see what you're eating.
Yes, exactly. We've all been in that fucking situation before. Yeah, what so, did you... Like, I'm the only one... I act about food the same way that, like, Johnny Carson used to act about, like, the secretaries he'd cheat on. Like, mm-hmm. my wife's like, what did you eat today? I'm like, don't fucking worry about it. Don't worry about what I fucking ate, all right?
I Taco Bell is a shameful thing. And the thing with Taco Bell is, to be honest, much like McDonald's fries, some Taco Bell items are not going to make the ride.
Yeah, Mexican yeah. pizza.
It's going to... McDonald's fries, you have a set time limit on yeah, how... Yeah. Before you have to eat them, before they suck dick.
I've refrigerated Taco Bell a lot, and it's the worst idea. It's always fucking disgusting.
It depends. You can't have anything lettuce.
Like, no, nothing lettuce. Yeah. No tacos. No Taco Supremes.
Yeah.
I do bean burritos, and that's why.
Bean burritos.
That's
they
fine.
Keep good.
Yeah. They keep good, yeah.
And also, air fryer, world of difference.
They have a surprisingly full menu, too, Taco. Even like the smaller Taco Bells. You got some options.
I'm bothered by the cantina. Don't put lipstick on a pig, all right?
Yeah.
I just want what I don't like dressing it up like it's something else. Like, we know what Taco Bell is.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you're eating clean, you can put something together. You can put chicken and beans and salad
yeah.
and shit.
You can yeah. even get like a burrito bowl at Taco Bell.
Yeah. Like, so, like, we know what it is. We don't got to dress it up as
yeah.
anything
yeah.
more.
The people that want to get, like, you know, health. Whatever, like the idea of being healthy from it can, but yeah, just keep it as is. You don't need to have a specialty.
It's the last great deal in America, Taco Bell.
It really is.
I will agree.
Yeah.
Unless you live somewhere with real Mexican food, where sometimes you can get cheaper tacos.
Yeah. And it's like it's
very
used
rare,
to,
but yeah,
it used to be like 59 cents for Taco Bell. It used to be like a taco used to be like 59 cents, a soft taco 69 cents, and it was like you could like fill up. For like under $10 a taco, and now it's like you need at least like $15 for a meal.
Yeah, it's gotten crazy.
It's a bummer.
You could still work your way around. If you get a cheap thing and add potatoes, you fill up quick. If that's the final piece of advice for broke people out there, you're getting Taco Bell, you got to fill up on one thing, regular burrito. Get some potatoes in that motherfucker.
Okay.
You're full.
Brought to you by a crew of guys who routinely fall asleep sitting up.
So. Hey, excellent. Thank you so much for tuning in. This has been Zach Amico's Morning Zoo. Thank you to Joe Gorman and Dan St. Germain.
Thank you, buddy.
We'll be back on Wednesday. Goodbye.
The fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop a bagel, chug it down. Just like your favorite Obie's clown. Grab a coffee and join the crew. Zach Amico, morning zoo.